AP football coach Jeff Pickner joins me here on Radio On The Go Sports. Unfortunately, the Falcons fall 20-19 here against Jessup on the road. Coach, what kind of comes to mind? How do you kind of sum up this one from your perspective?
I let them down. That's it. I let them down. Outcoached by the other team, put in a spot that we haven't been in all year, and I folded. Plain and simple.
So when it comes to some of the adjustments in this game, it seemed like Jessup was really able to respond well to what you guys were doing when it came to running the ball offensively. What were you guys seeing from there? What was giving you so much trouble with getting that run game going in the second half?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to watch the tape and see. It's kind of hard to see on the iPad, but a lot of inside pressure that we shouldn't be having to deal with this late. And yeah, that's
for
about
sure.
It.
For sure. You know, when it comes to coming into this game, what was the confidence like? Was it maybe too high coming into a game like this against a team that, you know, hadn't won a game all season? What's kind of your take on that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I'm used to not expecting to beat anybody. So coming here, sometimes I've realized and noticed that people get a little bit too confident and sure that they're going to win. I try to settle it down, but you know how it is. Not saying that's why we lost, but I don't know.
Jessup was able to, of course, score those couple touchdowns in the second half, but they had that kickoff return in the first half as well. So certainly special teams can always change the game as well. What were you seeing on that play? How crucial do you think that proved to be?
Yeah, I mean, it was the difference. We haven't allowed a special team touchdown all year. And we allow one in a game that we lose by one. So That's the difference.
In the fourth quarter, you guys had gotten stopped on your first few drives, or in the second half, excuse me, you just got stopped on your first few drives. And then the fourth quarter, you were able to put together that great drive, really marched down the field, scored on a fourth and goal, certainly. So it was great there. What did you think about that that drive, how your team was able to respond after some things hadn't gone your way for most of that second half?
Yeah, I think they did really good. I think that they did really good. We had a fumble tonight. Every time we've fumbled this year, we've lost. Came up 1 yard short right there. So,
what was the decision to go for two there? What kind of was going through your mind on that?
Really not wanting to play for OT. I trusted that we could get 2 yards. We've done it all year. Our kicker is out. Played a part of it. So that was the decision.
How are you hoping this team is able to bounce back? What kind of comes to mind? What things have to change for this team?
Well, I think that we need to stop thinking that we are something that we're not. Stop thinking that, you know, all these kids here, all I hear is how easy this district is and how much of a cakewalk it is. Well, clearly not. And I think when you say that enough, it gets in kids' heads, and then you see what you saw.
All right, Coach, I appreciate the time tonight, and we'll catch you next week. Yep.